Jody Washington is a member of the Lansing City Council, and she's been kind enough to stay for a second segment. Thanks so much. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm getting ready to brave the heat, Tony.
I tell you what, it's going to be a smoker. let's get back to discussion of a couple of topics, and one you had mentioned that the mayor is gone enough, and I think that was making references. He has been making some travels, but in his defense, for example, the travels that he was making over to Grand Rapids got that deal done with Davenport University, so perhaps some of his travels are in good faith.
Yeah. My point to that, Tony, is, you know what, he can do what he wants, but for him to say, oh, they, you know, they're just a part-time council, I have a job to do to run the city, and true enough, Grand Rapids, Turkey, Washington, D.C., but you know what, don't negate the fact that we have a job to do, too, and if you withhold the tools from us to do the job, does that serve anybody well? I don't think so. I mean, I've even been told that, whether it's true or not, I know I don't get any response from departments, but that if we request information, it's supposed to go through the mayor's office before they even release it to us. And, you know, I don't think that bodes well for helping us do our job either. And when I said he's gone an awful lot, yeah, he is. He is. And the charter says that, you know, like when he's in Turkey or D.C. or something, he's supposed to let somebody know he's gone, but we find out about it in the paper just like everybody else. And, you know, I guess I'm wondering, I understand he's an autocrat, but do you just disregard everything because you think your job is the only job that's important? I just get tired of, like I said, the smart aleck rhetoric, and maybe that was just my jab that was unnecessary.
All right. Jody, if you need more help, why don't you folks hire more people to help you with your job?
We don't have the budget. We have no money to hire people. And, you know, so you can't hire folks if you don't have the money to pay them.
But isn't that hindering you from doing the best job you can?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and our staff has been whittled away year after year after year. And, you know, Bernero justified giving everybody big raises in his office because he has the smallest staff of any mayor in history, yada, yada, yada. And it's true, but that's true for every area, not just the mayor's office.
All right, let's talk about the federal grant that was attained by the fire department to hire back 8 remaining laid-off firefighters. What's your take on that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I found out about that Monday night when Randy Hannon announced it. I did hear about it again at a neighborhood meeting. Okay, we're hiring back the 8, but I asked the person at the neighborhood association, because we didn't have this information, or at least I didn't, is there a financial obligation at the end of the grant? And again, yes, there is. So 2-3 years down the road, whatever it is, we're obligated to pay those people. And, you know, it's good for today, but are we going to have the money in 2 years? You know, our projections clearly aren't well. You know, that's what got us in the bind this year, was they didn't do good projections. So I'm not thrilled.
Well, Jody, there seems to be, because several members of the city council have come on this program before and say getting the information they need is a challenge. And the mayor on this program has said, I've got a city to run. The information is there. They need to do their homework. And if so many people have a challenge here, isn't there something you folks can do so you get this information in a more timely manner?
We can ask for it, but like I said, Tony, I've asked for information from departments and never hear back from them. I mean, I can hound them and hound them and hound them, and, you know, and we have a job to do, too, and to just continuously withhold information or surprise us with things, that doesn't help us. And I don't know what the purpose is. And, like, does he have a city to run? Yes, so do we. We have a job to do to help run this city, too. He's not alone in that. if it's too much for him, I don't know. Maybe he needs to hire more people.
Well, it sounds like
I don't know what to do. I don't know where the teeth are that we can use to get things done.
Sounds like you and the mayor and some other city council members need to sit down, have a cup of coffee, and work this out.
Thank you. Maybe we need couples counseling. I don't know, Tony. Something needs to be done. It's frustrating. I don't, you know, I have no personal feeling about the mayor. I don't like him. I don't hate him. I have no feeling. I just want to do the best job I can, and I'm finding it increasingly difficult because I'm not being given the tools I need.
Maybe we can bring Dr. Phil in.
That would be wonderful, and put us in one of those rehab houses or something. I would absolutely do it if it would mean we could get together and move this city forward because, you know, we have serious issues going on. We don't have money. Our credit rating's been downgraded twice. We're being surprised by deficits and bad projections. And I'm not saying anything evil is going on, but I am saying, in my opinion, it's not being managed in the best way possible.
We need communication rehab.
We do. Intervention.
All right, final question for you. We asked Brian Jeffries about this, and we also had a caller call in, and they both aired concerns about many Lansing City Council members coming to meetings late, eating during the meetings, as a matter of fact, even eating up on your little high perch there that you have, and that many think that this is to the detriment of trying to get business completed. What's your take on that?
I think the behavior is deplorable, and I address that with my council members publicly. To me, you know, and I will repeat it, they were elected to do a job. That means showing up on time. I'm appalled when I see them eating up there and their feet, you know, they come in jeans and proud to come in pajama bottoms and looking a mess and, you know, talking back to the people that are talking. And you might not like what they have to say, but one, they're constituents, and two, they have a right to say it. And I think the behavior of some council members is just absolutely deplorable. At the very least, show up on time and don't eat. I would never do that in a business meeting, and most businesses would never tolerate that behavior. But that's my opinion, I guess, and there again, we don't have anything, and I guess you have to put everything in writing that you can't do that. I find it to be deplorable.
Do you feel comfortable telling us who is late to the meetings, who doesn't show up, and who's up there chowing down?
Well, I don't mind telling you. It's on TV, and if they're not ashamed to do it, I guess they're not going to be ashamed when I talk about it. Jessica Yorko, Kathy Dunbar, and Tina Houghton.
And those are the ones who are late and who are eating in.
Don't show up and eat, and yeah. And, you know, and I guess they're comfortable doing that. I certainly wouldn't be. If you're hungry, I mean, we're all hungry. I start my day at 7 o'clock in the morning. I have to typically be at work, and I get hungry, too. I get out at 5:30, so I'm rushing in. But for crying out loud, eat something in your car on the way to the meeting or, you know, eat an energy bar, but, you know, it has some decorum of professionalism.
Do you think that's kind of holding the council back and getting your work done and being efficient?
I absolutely do, because we have to wait for a quorum. I mean, more times than not, we don't have a quorum for the committee as a whole. I think the entire perception of the council, even by the public, is that we're unprofessional and basically, well, for lack of a better word, it was cl- clowns, that's not the word I want to use, but that we're just unprofessional and ineffective. And when we have that kind of behavior going on, and then we can't get information, and I'm beginning to feel that way. I feel like I'm always clamoring. And but at the very least, I think you can look professional. You can show up on time and so show some respect for the position.
Jody Washington is a member of the Lansing City Council. She's been here with us live on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Thanks so much, Jody. Have a great day.
Thank you, Tony. You have a good day.